Ethereum is finally beginning its bearish break downwards out of this ascending wedge pattern. Now, we've been talking about for a little while how Ethereum's ascending wedge, these lines here, they typically break to the downside, and a fall to around $4,000, even just below it. But as long as we hold this magenta line on longer term timeframes, everything is still looking really solid and super nice for Ethereum as we continue forwards, at least from a technical analysis standpoint. Now, as of right now, Ethereum is trying to hold the 21-day exponential moving average. So maybe we could get bought back up into this ascending wedge. But again, descending wedges, they tend to break to the downside, right? So if we were to fall lower, the 55-day exponential moving average is right here to catch us, along with this magenta line, which is a line of resistance and support on Ethereum's chart going back 4 years. So it's a pretty damn strong area of support. So $4,000 itself could potentially catch us. But on the weekly time frame, the next key exponential moving average acting as potential support is the 12-week exponential moving average that is sitting at $3,700. If you were to fall like a rock, I would expect that to be an area where we would bounce. If we were to dip a little bit further below $3,900, where that 55-day exponential moving average is, and this magenta line. Even on shorter term timeframes, this is the 8-hour chart, by the way, you have the 200 exponential moving average and the 200 simple moving average all lining up between $3,700 and $3,500. So there's a lot of support for Ethereum between $4,000 to really $3,500. That would be likely areas to maybe set some limit buys in case price really dips down and then has a flash, move back upward. So a flash crash and a flash buy is something that I would expect, as I do personally expect this magenta line, this $4,000 support level to generally hold. And then coming back to the daily chart, if that dip happens, which looks like it's going to, the daily stochastic RSI would also end up being in very oversold territory, signaling a good, at the very least, short-term trade opportunity as well. It also looks like the ETF buyers are also slowing down for Ethereum, as only $39 million of inflows came in the other day, which is a interesting change since before. It's been several hundred million dollars every single day coming in. It's a pretty significant drop off for Ethereum inflows.